Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. Full forecast details are coming up. The first candidate for the 66th Assembly seat being vacated by new Racine Mayor Corey Mason worked as an aide in Mason's Madison office. On her Facebook page, Greta Neubauer says she is running for state assembly as a Democrat because, quote, "We need the next generation of leaders to stand up to the powerful special interests that buy our politicians and corrupt our democracy." Mason's resignation from the assembly will be effective January 15th, and Governor Walker set the special election to fill his seat for the 16th. A primary election, if needed, will take place on December 19th. Neubauer is the daughter of former state representative Jeff Neubauer. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser characterized last night's vote of the county board as a couple of supervisors trying to create, quote, a little mischief after the board fell one vote short of authorizing the issuance of more than $13 million in bonding for capital improvement projects in next year's budget. The 2018 budget was adopted without debate. The board then voted 19-2 to authorize $2 million in bonding for grants to the Kenosha Area Business Alliance for economic development projects, then voted 17-4 on the resolution authorizing the infrastructure bonding, including funding for road and highway improvements. However, 18 votes were needed to pass the resolution. After a recess and an attempt by one supervisor to change his vote so he could call for reconsideration, Supervisor Terry Rose suggested the board adjourn and allow the Finance Committee to come up with a different resolution. County Executive Jim Cruiser noted that none of the supervisors who voted against the bonding offered any changes to the budget to reduce the total of the issues.
Hundreds and hundreds of hours of preparing the budget, over 32 hours worth of county board meetings and committee meetings. Not one motion was made to better or change the budget by these individuals, and now they just want to delay it for another week, and they haven't brought a good idea forward to make county government better and our community better.
Two supervisors were absent from last night's meeting. The supervisors who voted against the bonding resolution were Decker, Poole, Skalitsky, and Gilmore. A large old sanitary sewer needs to be replaced by Racine's West 6th Street Bridge. And because the aging and historic bridge itself is scheduled to be torn down and rebuilt in 2 years, the sewer issue had to be expedited, according to Wastewater Utility General Manager Keith Haas. Haas told the Common Council this week that a nearby property owner may also be affected by the sewer relocation timeline.
We've been working for the last year on acquiring that property. We recently received an appraisal from Southeast Wisconsin Appraisal, Gene Bach. In accordance with state statutes 32.05, we're now filing a relocation order. And it may be prudent for the owner to sell this building before the end of the year and the next tax year. So that's why I'm trying to expedite this relocation order.
The council voted unanimously to approve the needed authorization on the project, which bypasses normal review by the Finance Committee. Kenosha's municipal bus service is dropping one of the routes it recently created to primarily serve businesses and industries along I-94 and in Pleasant Prairie's Lakeview Corporate Park. The city announced Wednesday that runs to Kenosha Beef west of I-94 will be eliminated as of December 20th. Low ridership is to blame. The city recently expanded bus service after getting permission to fund it with a federal grant that had originally been appropriated for streetcar expansion. Jockey International has announced that Mark Fedike will become the company's president and chief operating officer beginning January 1st. Fedike will succeed current president and CEO Robert Nolan, who is retiring. Fedike currently is the Kenosha-based company's president of the Jockey North American wholesale business, and as chief merchandise officer, he began with Jockey in 2008. During the week leading up to Veterans Day on Saturday, Gateway Technical College honored three students as Veterans of the Year on its three main campuses. Matthew Jorgensen received the award in Racine. Jessica Schmidt was chosen for the Kenosha campus, and covering Burlington and Elkhorn, it's Angela Borrow. The student veterans were recognized not only for their academic excellence, but also leadership qualities and service to the community. Each campus had a committee choose its honoree. The Christmas holiday season is more than a month away, but the Racine Zoo is celebrating this weekend, hosting Merry Zoomass on Sunday from 9 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Activities will be available throughout the zoo, including three Jingle Bell knock-knock doors, special animal encounters, cookie decorating, crafts, and more. The day will culminate at about 5 o'clock with the lighting of the Kiwanis holiday lights. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.